Time to get right back into our chat with Tom from Hillside and Munising, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. So let's talk about opening a trout season this Saturday. First of all, are you going out?
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you got your favorite spots that you like to hit on opening day, huh? Or is it dependent on the weather?
Yeah, I'm lucky to have that Hiawatha National Forest right south of me. I've got the, you know, I do the native wilderness fishing kayaks and go out and chase what I can.
So are you going to be mostly headed for, you know, your brookie lakes? Or?
Yeah, I've got a couple of lakes I really like to go sit on, even if they're a little slow initially. You know, I definitely get in on the stream fishing, but for me, it's the last few years I've just enjoyed getting out in the kayak and, you know, paddling. And it's something else about being in the lakes, you know, right after the thaw and as the season's really starting to kick up that I like a lot too.
Well, I always equate, you know, the next biggest outdoor holiday compared to or next to opening day of deer season is trout opener. I mean, it's a big deal in the UP.
For me, I geek out more about rookie season than I do deer season.
So what are you going to use for, what's your favorite weapon of choice or lure of choice, so to speak, or bait for opening weekend on a lake?
Opening weekend on a lake, I throw the same thing all season, and I know a lot of guys laugh at me and they think I'm crazy until I'm the one catching the trout, but I literally use a worm without any weight on it. I throw it natural, I let it float natural, and I always catch fish. But literally, I can't tell you the last time I went out and got skunked. And I've never really gotten into fly fishing. I've always wanted to. I think it's an incredible, you know, way to get out and experience trout fishing.
So are you talking about using Nightcrawler on a hook, or do you actually go to the smaller leaf worms weightless?
No, I do the smaller leaf worms with no weight on them, and I hook them loose enough to where I'm not getting my bait ripped off the hook. But I've watched so many crawlers or even leaf worms, if they're balled up and they're dropping down in front of fish, they're not even going to touch them. So
you are into the natural looking presentation, which tells me, I'm just going to throw this out there, that you really would enjoy fly fishing. And that's something, you know, if you and Anna are interested, I could take you guys and kind of show you the basics of it if you want to go sometime.
Yeah, I really do want to get into it. One of my good friends actually gave me a fly fishing rod. We were out kayaking. We were fishing on an inland lake, and I started using it. And if you're going to get into fly fishing, something tells me don't do it for the first time sitting in a kayak. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. You don't want to do that. You want to have some terra firma underneath your feet.
Yeah, my big old booty, it wasn't really meshing well with slinging a fly rod in a kayak, so...
Well, we'll have to get together sometime. I'll come over and, bring some fly rods and even just do some casting and talking over maybe some bourbon or something.
And we can sit out in front of the store and act like we're doing it for real.
Well, Tom, speaking of the store, real quick here, I got about 30 seconds. What are you carrying for opening weekend for trout fishermen?
We're loaded up on crawlers and leaf worms and, you know, definitely planned for the opener, so... That's our primary stock. I think we're still sitting on some stuff from winter, but fortunately that's going to go the way of Davy Jones' locker, I think.
And, of course, all your favorite libations at Hillside too, right?
Yeah, just a few.
Tom Dulaski from Hillside Party Store in Munising. Getting ready for opening weekend. I appreciate your time, Tom.
All right, Adam. We'll catch you later.
We'll catch you next week.
See ya.
This is The Outdoor Show.